Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an Emmy Award-winning producer and editor. He's picking up the pieces after finding out his firefighter dad was actually a hitman for the Chicago Outfit. We welcome Kyle Tequila.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Kyle, let's go Beyond the Mic. Why was putting this all down in audio for your podcast, Crook County, important for you?
Well, it didn't start off as a podcast. It just started off as kind of documenting a family legacy and a journey of discovery, trying to figure out who the hell my dad really is. And as things do, they keep evolving. And me being a filmmaker, it naturally turned itself into a story with multiple episodes. And I chose podcasts because I feel like it's one of the more intimate mediums out there. I didn't want to film people. People get weird around cameras. It's a lot easier to have a conversation with somebody when there's just a little mic and they forget the mic's even there. So I just felt like this would make the most sense as a podcast, and I think I was right about that instinct. And it's number two currently in the charts right now of all podcast series in the world. It's number two, so I think it's doing pretty well, and I'm very proud of it.
How did it make you feel when you found out that your complicated father loved you and yet had dark secret of drugs, prostitution, and murder?
When you put it like that, it sounds pretty crazy, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, you have that history of someone that you look up to, the hero in your life, and that, you know, he was a hero to me. And, you know, unfortunately, when I was later on in high school, my last couple of years of high school, that's when the heroin started to really kick in and become visible. And so, of course, you have a really tough relationship at that point that turned into no relationship at all. And there's a lot of anger and pain, you know, obviously there, a lot of tough emotions to deal with. And then years go by, I start my own family. And then at that point is when I find out that he has this crazy history, because he called me and told me that he was basically going to kill himself unless I get him some help. That's how deep down into his heroin addiction he was. So I put him through rehab, and once he got cleaned up, that's when he opened up to me. So I had a lot of time to process kind of each level of this insanity.
You say, quote, "This ain't your godfather's mafia story," because it's my father's mafia story, and I've got a lot of fucking questions, unquote. What's the one question you still don't have an answer for?
Does anyone want him dead still?
Really?
I don't have an answer to that. And I don't know if I'll ever get an answer to that unless something happens. You just never know, man. You never get out of the mob. That's the thing. Once you're in and you've done the things he's done, you're always in. And, you know, yes, it's been many, many years. And most of the people that he's worked with were older than him and are dead now. But that question still lingers. Is he still in danger? I don't know.
Doesn't that terrify you for the safety of your own family?
No, not me so much. And by the way, you know, this story isn't some tell-all rat snitch fest where I'm pointing at people and saying, you did this, you did that, or digging up bodies or whatever. It's really a family diagnosis, you know, really a bunch of layers of an onion of peeling back, you know, different years and things, and really trying to get to the bottom of you know, who my family really is. So I honestly don't feel any danger whatsoever. My dad doesn't feel it either, which is why he said it was okay to do this. But still, you'll never know.
Kyle Tequila from the podcast Crook County, and he joins us Beyond the Mic for the Rocking 88 Random Questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind, Kyle. There's no pressure.
Okay.
Best thing about your son playing hockey?
Oh, I love hockey. It's my favorite sport. So to watch him play three or four times a week is just heaven on earth, man.
Since your wife is in the top 1.5% of realtors in the country, what's the one chore when she's selling that you're always responsible for?
Oh, man, you're really going deep on this one. Yeah, I got to make sure that dishes are done, buddy. That's number one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She comes home to a clean house or there's hell to pay.
I thought it would be the garbage.
Nah, we do the garbage all the time. So, but the dishes, that's the one thing that bugs her.
First guitar you ever bought, and do you still have it?
I have a Fender Strat that I bought when I was 17 that I still have. I'm looking at it right now. It's hanging on my wall.
Who's better at beer pong, you or your wife?
Oh, I crush her. No question about that, buddy.
What's the least appreciated Starry Eyes song?
Least appreciated? I would say, that's funny because, you know, we have like 12 fans total. So let's see. probably Kicking Up Dust. Why? Just because it's my least favorite. And so it's probably the least appreciated, although it's very complex. And I think people love that song because it's just like a good road trip song. It's just a little jam.
Who's the better pool player, you or your grandpa Hank?
Oh, that's crazy. Hank, We've got 475 games he's beaten me, and I've beat him 471 or 72. We've got a 3-game spread, and it's been like that for years. So it's like within 5 to 6. Sometimes it goes up to 8 games. Someone will take the lead, but for the most part, that's it.
Where's your favorite place to vacation?
Bahamas.
I asked RZA this when I talked to him for Cutthroat City, but who could you have added, if you could, to that amazing cast?
Oh, dude. I mean, I don't want to take away from anybody who was on that cast, so I wouldn't add anybody. I thought it was a powerhouse, and everyone had such a great time making that movie. It was awesome. Everyone was so great.
Kyle Tequila from the podcast Crook County joins us beyond the mic, and it's time for the back half. Kyle, what's the power of family to you?
Well, you know what? It's one thing before I started this journey, and it's one thing after. I feel like this journey has really just catalyzed my love and respect for a strong family unit, knowing that my own family unit growing up had fallen apart. And now that I have my own son and my own wife, it's the most important thing in the world to me.
How has talking about this story changed the way you see your dad and the way you see being a dad?
Good question, Sean. So the way I see him being a father, well, you know, when it was just the drugs, I had lost all respect for him. But then when he finally tells me his full story and I can get the context of everything and put it all together and really hear the man for who he really is for the first time, I found my respect for him again. So that's helpful. And then for me being a father, it just showed me the way, what to do, what not to do. Always be open, always be honest, and always love your kid and support him every step of the way.
What do you want people to take away from Crook County?
Don't do heroin. And, you know, try to stay out of the mob.
What's the one thing that blew your mind when you found out?
I mean, well, day one, when he says, you don't know anything about me. And I'm like, okay, try me, buddy. And he goes, well, I'm a hitman for the Chicago mob. I mean, just that opening line, that's how he opened up to me for the first time. And then I have to go into, you know, the whole thing. And that's how the journey even started. So, I mean, look, I know you're probably looking for some little thing, but this was the moment that struck me the most and changed my life. So for me, that's it for me.
How is your relationship now?
It's really weird, man. Really complicated because he's not doing the best. His mind is probably a little bit gone, and he's gone through hell and back again. And it's weird. We text a lot, but it's something like we keep our distance. I don't know. It's really complicated. Maybe season two, huh?
Kyle Tequila joins us beyond the mic for one big question. In doing the research for this podcast, how has your love of your dad changed, and have you forgiven him?
Yes. In the beginning, it was no love whatsoever. And then during it was just confusion and trying to understand what the hell he was talking about. And then three is I've learned to respect him at a distance, and I've learned to love the man that he tried to be for us when he was keeping this whole second life away from us. I really respect the fact that he did everything he could to keep us protected from this other life that he lived, that he was too deep in to get out of.
He crushes his wife at beer pong, still has his first candy apple red Fender Strat. I want you to hear his powerful family story in Crook County. Kyle Tequila, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Sean. It was a lot of fun.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.